Ryan.
That's me.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Now, what inspired you to write this book?
Ooh, I was in lockdown and I was going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, me and Bo Burnham. Yeah, we're,
so
you know.
So much in common.
Yeah, I feel like we're kindred spirits.
So
you know,
true.
We both, like, expressed ourselves through our art, you know.
So true.
I'd wanted to write a book for ages and, like, I'd never had the time or, like, resources or whatever.
Mm.
And so while I was in lockdown, for the first 3 months, I went insane. I played Animal Crossing every single day.
I think we all did,
And then never touched it again afterwards.
Yep.
But I'd wanted to do a project for a long time where it was like, there was like a meta-narrative element where there was a co-author and they had asked after the fact to like have all of their stuff retracted from the book. Yeah. So I basically just wanted to do a book that felt like one of those FBI redacted documents that you see where half of it's blacked out and you can kind of infer what happened, but you're not entirely sure.
Yeah.
That was the vibe. I don't know if I succeeded or not.
No, because you did. There's a lot blacked out. Yeah,
that's the thing. You know, book reviewers can say this or that. This book has 100 plus pages. That's a fact. You cannot contest.
And you can read a fair bit of it. So it is a book.
Yeah.
So what kind of went into the, I guess, creative and investigative process of writing this book?
To be 100% honest, something that really got my goat that motivated me to write the book, I noticed in April of 2020 that Honey Soir that Honey Soir had published an article, and there was just like, it had a couple typos in it, which always gets my goat, but they heavily implied that the stuff about bats causing coronavirus had been like proven already.
Okay.
It was just inferred. They like linked to a study and they say, well, of course, you know, from what scientists can currently tell, that
it was,
you know,
bats.
Yeah. So that really got my goat. So the whole book is essentially an expose.
It wasn't proven.
Yeah.
Officially. I think they originally went in that direction because of, was it SARS was related to bats? And, but yeah, no, that's very fair.
Yeah, because I guess it's sort of like something I didn't think about when I was writing it, but it is technically a joke.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I've staked this book on the chance that a bat did cause it. If the facts bear me out, I can point to this and say I did document this.
I do have proof, and it's in my book that I wrote. So, I mean, respectfully, the book's design is somewhat chaotic.
Oh, of course.
It's also only available digitally. So what was kind of the reasoning behind these creative decisions?
Did you ever read the Lemony Snicket fake autobiography? I know this is a deep cut.
That is a deep cut. I'm going to be honest, no.
Fair. Very fair answer. It was basically like when they were publishing the Series of Unfortunate Events books, there was a like hiatus where instead of publishing like the new one, instead they published this crazy 100 page long like record of Lemony Snicket's life.
Yeah.
And it was all of these fake documents, and it was all of these like funny little jokes that you can only like, that only make sense as like formatting jokes.
Yeah.
The one that always stuck with me was on page like 30, there's a wedding invitation. And then on page 80, there's the same wedding invitation with like FBI code scattered through it. So it's like, come to the wedding at Russian Palace 443. Like, and it was partly because I'd wanted to do a project like that. It was also, did you ever read Bart Simpson's Guide to Life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was like the fun thing where it says, oh, it's flipped to this page for, you know, to find the meaning of life or whatever.
Yeah.
Or just other fun little things like that. Yeah. That was sort of what I was going for.
Yeah. Totally. Well, I mean, like, you know, doing my research, there was, you know, the go to this page for the press release.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. I mean, like, that'll, you know, help me with writing this interview.
Sorry.
Let me tell you, It did not, but no. It was very funny.
Thank you.
So what's kind of been...
Yeah, I love abrasive comedy.
Oh, yeah. No, there's nothing better.
I love it when comedy is trying to annoy the reader.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're not reading a book and going...
Yeah.
Then what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point?
This is why Andy Kaufman... This is why everyone loves him so much, because he's annoying.
They love him. Everybody loves Andy Kaufman.
That's so true.
So what's kind of been a general response to your book?
It was kind of funny because, like, I published this 1 week after I started a contract for unnamed TV reality show X.
Yeah.
I didn't have as many opportunities to promote it as I would have liked.
Yeah.
That said, I still got some, like, really enthused responses, some from strangers.
Oh.
So people who aren't, like, in, you know.
they don't know you.
Yeah. And it was really interesting because it was, like, the overwhelming response that I kind of got from strangers was that, like, oh, I'd never seen anything like this before, which was cool.
Yeah.
So beyond that, I don't think I've really been able to process, like, I've completely forgotten everything. I was flipping through it this morning because I wanted to have the book on my iPad just so I could, like, airdrop it to, you know, whatever. And I was flipping through it and I was being like, oh, this is crazy.
Man, who wrote this?
Yeah, this is weird.
This is so wild.
This book is weird.
Weird book. So how can people find it, and what's next for you?
If you go to ryanmarkdell.com/coronabook, or you just find Ryan Dell on Twitter and it'll be in the thing.
Yeah.
It'll be in the pinned tweet. But yeah, you can read it, you can not. I'm making a soft pitch. I don't really care.
do what you want. Read a book or don't read. Never learn.
You know, I've got other things going on. If you don't have the time to read the book, that's fine.
Whatever. I'm successful.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's next for you? Other than unnamed reality TV show.
Unnamed reality TV show X. I'm taking a sabbatical.
Valid.
Which is a great thing to promote on the radio, is that I'm going on holiday.
Bye. <love it. laughs>
Yeah, you should see my little fingerprints over the TV show Making It. It'll be on Channel 10 later this year.
Yes, sick.
Very, very minor role. I was mostly crew. You will not see my creative involvement in 90% of the show.
But when you watch it, think of Ryan Dell.
There will be a vibe. I was on set the whole time.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, you might see me. Here's what I've been saying to people who ask. When the show starts premiering on Channel 10... turn your TV on it. Leave your TV on that channel the whole time, but mute it, and just look for me in the background. It'll be like a fun little guessing game.
Yeah,
you might see me, like, wearing this obnoxious black and pink jacket.
Yeah,
just sort of walking around in the background. If there's portaloos in the background, you might see me.
And you know,
I did break one.
Oh, amazing!
During the shoot,
that's the way to do it. And you know, if you want, you can play this interview over the top of it while you have the TV muted, and it'll almost be like a director's commentary.
Wow, so true.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been great talking about your new book.
Thank you, my pleasure.